Matanuska Valley residents will be asked to approve a new sales tax on this fall's borough ballot. This week, the Mat-Su Borough Assembly approved a 3% sales tax to relieve homeowner property taxes, although new borough mayor Kohlberg is not on board. APRN's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The sales tax proposal was co-sponsored by Assembly members Cindy Bettini and Pete Houston. The measure seeks to relieve Valley property owners of more than $24 million in taxes by using a sales tax to lower the mill rate from the current 9.9 to 7.3. That's a rate not seen since the late 1980s. Cindy Bettini says the proposal will be put before the voters.
It totally ties the reduction in the mill rate to the sales tax. We have also added a sunset clause into the ballot proposition so that on June 30th, 2014, the voters would have an opportunity to vote on this again, because then we'll have an idea of exactly how much revenue the sales tax will produce.
The proposal reduces the assessed value on primary residences, saving homeowners more than $5 million in taxes. The reduced mill rate proposed by the measure results in almost $19 million in tax reductions, according to the sponsors. The proposal also creates an excess sales tax revenue fund, which directs excess sales tax collections to mill rate reductions in coming years. The Assembly approved the ballot measure by a 5-2 vote, and that's enough to override any veto by the borough mayor. But Mayor Talis Kohlberg vetoed it anyway in a crisp letter addressed to the Assembly the next morning. Kohlberg says the sales tax is less about revenue diversification than it is about hiking taxes in a time of great economic difficulty for many people. The mayor says the tax is a windfall for non-resident property owners in the valley, while it reallocates taxes to the shoulders of the working poor during a serious recession. Assembly members Tom Kluberton and Mark Ewing sided with the mayor's point of view and voted against the tax proposal. The sales tax now must be approved by borough voters in October. More than 600 residents responded to a telephone poll used to determine public opinion on the tax proposal. 62% of those who responded supported the tax hike. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.